Okay, we're going to read today the second paragraph of Mishnah. Hey, Baharis Kagris and Michia Kadosh and Makafta. Okay, new case, we have Baharis, that's the size of a gris. A Baharis, that's the size of a gris. Yeah. Michia Kadosh Makafta surrounds it. There is a Michia, the size of an Adosh that surrounds it. Chutz La Michia Baharis. And outside of the Michya, Baharis, is a Baharis. So I have a sandwich. This is like a ice cream sandwich. We have Baharis on the inside, then we have a sandwich. You have the Baharis, and then you have the Michya, and then we have the Baharis.
Ha Pnimis Lahaskir,
Vahakitsaina Lahachlit. So the Pnimis is Lahaskir, Vahakitsaina, the outer Baharis Lahachlit. What does that mean? Let's see the Rav. Rav here says Baharis Kagris Meruba. The grace is meruba uritzua shel basa chay bereichav kadosha makefes aysav misaviv vechutz loisav basa chay makefes baharis kegris misav another baharis kegris vahare yesh kan shtei vaharos achas pnimis viachas chitzayne umnichya mafsekes umnichya mafsekes benehem saviv and is a nichya that's makefes benehem saviv fine hapnimis lahaskir the pnimis is lahaskir. Yeah, the Ein La Michya Be'emtza'a, the Pnimis is Lahaskir, the Ein La Michya Be'emtza'a, fine. V'achitzayna Lahachlit, the Michya HaMakefes L'Pnimis, the Michya that's Makefes L'Pnimis, Simen Tuma L'chitzaynaps, Shereihi Mivutzeres Be'emtza'a, because Mivutzeres Be'emtza'a. So, okay, basically this is every Michya, okay, fine. There is Mivutzeres Be'emtza'a, fine. Shabaharis B'saycha, okay, what is it? Okay, fine, okay. Very good. So therefore, you have over here, you have a dull baharis, and the first baharis is lahaskir. The second one is lahachlit. So basically, there's lahachlit immediately. You have a baharis, and you have in the center, you have a michya, and the michya is an adosha, and it's mivutzeres.
Yeah.
Very good. Okay, right.
Didn't we say though that a kohen only passes on one at a time, right? We said on the second paragraph, no, that the
right, but there was some interesting rules there. I don't remember the rules. There was some certain rules about that. How exactly that worked, I don't remember. Okay, whatever. I can't think back so far back. I don't even know what happened yesterday. I don't even remember what happened yesterday. What even what's the day of the week today? So whatever. Whatever was mashchay kvar haya. It was an andere welt in those days. That was before the mandates began. Weiter. Kol yom kilalasa meruba mechaverta. Yedetog. It's worse and worse. The matzah of this year is infinitely worse than it was last year. Last year, everyone left you alone. People were dying. At least let you alone. Here, they act to get you. They're coming to get you. That's how I feel. They're coming to get people. They're actively seeking to get you. Kol yom kilalasa meruba mechaverta. Can you imagine what's going to be tomorrow? Weiter. Rabbi Yossi says, "Ein anichya simtum lachitzayna." Rabbi Yossi says the nichya is not a simtum lachitzayna. Disagrees. Why should Baharis l'saycha? Because the Baharis, what does this mean over here? Rashi, Rav, what does Rav say? Rav says, "Shah Baharis b'saycha." Lefi Shah Baharis l'saycha, ein chashuv simtum lachitzayna.
We're talking about the inner Baharis.
Right.
The inner Baharis has no shaykhus to the Michya because it's not Mivutzer.
Shabaharis l'saycha she'ena chashuv v'simen tomo l'chitzayna. Why? The be'inan Mivutzeres, you need a Mivutzeres. Nega mikan v'nega mikan u'michya be'emsa b'li hefzik davar acher b'saycha michya. V'hocha yesh kan nega u'michya. V'nega u'michya v'nega? What? Oh, I didn't pay attention to it. Wait. V'hocha yesh kan nega. There's a nega. Why don't you make pictures? How come there are no pictures in this sefer? Really? I don't understand. Why don't you make pictures?
I don't understand where the Rav gets the truth.
V'hocha yesh kan nega u'michya. There's a nega u'michya v'nega u'michya v'nega. What does that mean? There's no nega michiv nega. Ain halacha k'rabbi Yosi. What nega michiv nega v'nechi? What does that mean over here? There's not. Nachum over here. Shabaharis v'saicha, lifi shabaharis l'saicha, eina chashuva simen tuma l'chitzoyna. The be'inan mivutzeres, v'nega mikan, v'nega mikan, u'michya be'emtza. There's got to be, I mean, he's saying over here that you have to have the michya, he's saying the tzura, like tzurasa denama. What bracha do you make on flatbreads? A mezaynis. Oh, but it's the same ingredients. It's the zelb ingredients. Like bread and water, flour and water. Tzurasa denama. Tzurasa denama. It has to look like bread. Zelbazach. Over here, the nega, it has to look like a nega. How does it look like a nega? There's a nega, and the penimius of the nega is the michya. This is the modern zach. There's a UFO here. Unidentified from object. And this is a modern zach over here. You have a nega. Around the nega is a beharis. I have a nega, a michya, and around the michya is another nega. That's not the tzuras of the nama. Those are the yisoid.
You have like a target-type lesion. For some reason,
target.
For some reason, you have this idea that the baharis around the michya is not considered mivutzeres the gabe the first michya. So if it's not mivutzeres the gabe the first michya, then Rabbi Yossi says that. I don't know the question is, what does Rabbi Yossi say, the guy has to go, the guy either is in Hechler or in Hezker, according to Rabbi Yossi, it's interesting, he might not even have to go into Hezker.
Yeah.
Because the Rav is interpreting this for the inner Mechir.
Right, so he's saying that it's no good. It has to be the tzura. The baharis, you don't normally have the baharis shabbosaycha. Normally, the regular case of a mich is a michya, miches chai, it's inside. That's the standard case. If you're going to deviate, you're going to go create a lamdisha case. You have a double baharis, this baharis, and you have inside the outer one, you have a michya. Yeah. You can make all the lamdis you want. When the day is over, if it looks like a duck, it quacks like a duck, it walks like a duck, it's a terrorist. That's the way it is. There's nothing to talk about. You know who said that line? Bibi Netanyahu said that line. That was Bibi's line. If it looks like a duck, quacks like a duck, it walks like a duck, it behaves like a duck, it's a terrorist. What do we have to make believe over here?
Baruch Hashem, the Char managed to prove me wrong and said that even according to Rabbi Yossi, you have to go into Hezger. So you have to go into Hezger at Manusha. I thought that you could go free, but I think Rabbi Yossi is knocking off the inner one, but the outer one is still prevalent. If the outer one is still prevalent, then he's only calling it a Paris.
Fine. Even though it's round, even though it's also not the Tsudosa Denama. When it comes to the outer one, it also doesn't have the regular tzura. So Nachman Shabbat Kiv Zaychel Afi Shabbat Cheres L'Saycha Ein Chashuv Simen Toma L'Chilach Itzoyna Debein Mevut Zeres Nega Mikan V'Nega Mikan U'Michya Ba'Emsa. That's the way it goes. B'Kli Hafsik Davar Acher B'Saycha Michya V'Hachol Yesh Kan Nega U'Michya V'Nega U'Michya V'Nega. Go back and you have a Nega, a Michya, a Nega. I don't know why they say Michya twice. There's only one.
I mean,
top to bottom. I mean, go all the way up. I guess when you slice all the way down, you go from the top, there's a nega, there's a michya, there's a nega, there's a michya, and there's a nega. When you go from top to bottom, a line, when you draw a line through this entire bullseye.
I thought we were talking about on the surface. I thought we're not going in deep. I thought we were going on the surface. Meaning that you have a target lesion.
Right. So yeah, we are doing a target lesion. But we're going across. When you go across, whichever side, when we go across, you start off just drawing a line down the circle. It's a target lesion. So the very, very top is the nega. Then you come to the michya. Then you come to the penimis, the mamish, the center, the bullseye. The bullseye is a nega. And then you come to the other, as the circle travels around, you come to the nega, to the michya, and then you come to the nega.
All right. I wonder if that's what he means, but it makes sense. Okay, good. Good.
No, that's what he means. For sure, that's what he means. Levi shemachar l'sacha ein chashuv v'simul tov l'chitzan debeinam mivutzas negal mikan v'negal mikan u'michya b'yam. That's what we need to be l'chatila. I believe I've said g'davay echad b'sacha michya. V'ha'cha yeish kan nega u'michya v'nega u'michya v'nega v'ein halacha k'rabi yosi. Fine. We don't go like Rabbi Yosi. We don't go like Rabbi Yosi. Fine. Nismata ha'yitachin. You don't follow. You're not going to listen. Right. Nismata ha'michya. Let's say the michya got. Nismata, hamichya.
Right.
What?
This is the monkey in the middle, right? The michya in the middle.
This is the smart, right? The monkey, right? No. This is the circle in the middle. The circle.
Okay.
The circle. The bull in the center of the bullseye is Baharis.
Right.
And there's a ring, and there's the right. Ring is the michya.
Right. So somehow the ring shrank.
Right. Nismata michya. Or so he learns a new case now. Oy shahol chala kula. The entire thing disappeared. So mibifnim he calls a shabeheres hapnimis kisa hamichya. So let's say the spread was from the bullseye going outwards. That's pasisa. So that's already mamish. The does given l'choladeis. This is a mukhlat. L'choladeis. Fine. Kisa mechya. Simen pisyeng l'apnimis. Umachlita sharei pasa mebuchutz. V'achitzoyne tahara. Shaholcha mechyasa. The chitzoyne is going to Tanakam. Tanakam says, we have over here two negoim. We have according to Tanakam, we have two negoim. We have an inner nega and an outer nega. The inner nega, this pasasa, done. The outer nega, its simen tum is the michya. The michya went away. So just because the michya went away and now that the simen tum disappeared, you're still going to be penalized, quarantined, put away in a concentration camp because of the inner nega that spread outwards. Im mibachutz, shabaheres achitzayne kisa michya. But let's say it's on the outside. Shabaheres achitzayne kisa michya. Let's say it spread. Mibachutz. Shabaheres achitzayne kisa michya. So this is the case we learned last time. This is pasasa mibifnim. This is where it went inwards. Mibachutz. Shabaheres achitzayne kisa michya. Then achitzayne tahira. Then shenismata michyasa. Shenismata hamichyasa, oy holcha pisa achitzayne tahira. Why? Shenismata michyasa. The michyasa was nismata. Oy holcha disappeared. Upisyain leka she'ena nega poisa l'soicha. That's the mandem we learned last week that says there's no such thing as pisyain l'soicha.
Right,
okay.
Right. This is the opinion of the Chacham, not Rabbi Meir.
Okay, let's go back to the mission then. Baheres kagris umichya kadosha makafta v'chutz l'michya baheres hapnimis lahaske v'achitzan lahachlit. Amar Rav Yosi l'michya simen tumul. Now Amar Rav Yosi. Wait, so we read the Rav further on. We didn't do this part of the mission yet. Amar Rav Yosi ein hamichya simen tumul. No, we disagree. Rav Yosi, you disagree. We did this right. Ein hamichya simen tumul lachitzan. Why? Shabaheres l'saicha. There's no such thing over here as a michya altogether, because the michya has to be in the center. So therefore, he's a das yochet. He's Rabbi Yosi, and we don't pass like him. Arois fun de beis medrash. I'm Rabbi Yosi. I'm a nitzat Rabbi Yosi. Arois fun de beis medrash. I feel like one day they're going to write these Holocaust books that, like, instead of Holocaust, we'll have like a kinnis on Tisha B'Av. Now we're going to say kinnis for all of the kedoshim of the COVID. There were ghettos, the stories. There was shul, one of Midwood, and they came, threw them out. The ghetto, they had to go. Mekadesh Shem Shemayim, let's zog in Avrachamim. What can you do? You have to improve yourself to remember the Kedoshim. I'll be the Gilgal. Come back another life. Be the one that will say the drush. What a joke. What a joke. Nismatav halchalom. Now let's say nismatav halchalom. Let's say it diminished in size. Rav Shmuel Gamliel says in b'fnim hikala simin pisyon lapnimis. If the reason why it disappeared was because it spread from the inside going out, then it's going to be a simin pisyon. V'achitzayna tahayra. V'mibachutz. Let's say it disappeared because the outer one went inside. V'mibachutz. Achitzayna tahayra. Because it didn't spread. Ah, but it spread inside. Ein pisyon b'soicha l'fidacham. V'apinimis lahaskir. Because nothing happened. The penimis is the zelbazach. Now, I understand. Why do we say it's the same thing? Why don't we go say, let's say they connect. What happens? My question to you is, what happens if the michya disappears entirely?
Right. That was my question to you. So, are they mitzarim?
Do we say now that it's now one big nega and this pisyon? L'chora not. You know why not? Wait, why not? If it disappears entirely, we can say that this pisyon. If the inside, the line of the inside now disappears, why don't we say that? Forget about the neg on the outside. Why don't we say the fact that the michya is now kula baheres, that just the area of the michya, that is the pisyon of the penimis. Maybe that's what it means over here. It means over here that if it spread from the inside, so if there's nothing left entirely, then the penimis spread, even if you don't want to combine the two together.
That's what the Rav is telling you, that it can only be Hezger. It's not considered one large case, because then you would have to go into Muchlal.
Case over here is going where it seems like it says over here that there is still something there. When it says over here, Nismata, Nismata means just got smaller. But it's...
I think that even if it goes away in Gansen, it's only Hezger, and it's not a case of Pisim Mibachutz. Because the truth is, you'd be able to see where it's going away from.
No, you don't know. How do you know that? You don't know what these things look like. Even though the guy will tell us. The guy will say, well, I'll tell you what happened. Trust me, I have a video. It spread this way. The Kohen comes a week later. He was put away in Hezger the first week. Well, no. I mean, he was a Mukhlat. And now the Kohen, he says, oh, guess what? The Michya disappeared entirely. Okay, let me see. He looks at it and he sees that the area where the Michya was is now Kula Beheres. Oh, as far as I'm concerned, there's a Pisyon from the Penimis. I don't want to hear nonsense. You're telling me that it's spread in this direction, that direction. The bottom line is, the marker, the end point for the penimis was here. And now it's spread more.
Yeah, but I can tell that the marker for me, bachutz, for the outer ring is amad ba'enam. The outer ring is amad ba'enam.
So in a chanami, they're not discussing the outer, it was on the inner one, the penimis.
But if the Kohen has to say that there was a change, so yes, from the inside, the area that had the michya is now filled in with beheres. But overall, the overall area on the side, I mean, I would say that it's on my bane. The guy by the outer ring.
Oh, fine. Yeah, but honestly, but the penimis, you start off with the bullseye. And then after the bullseye, there's a ring around the collar. There's a michya. You come back, and then there is another baharis. So right away, according to the chachamim, he's a tamim muchlat. According to the chachamim, correct. So now what happens? The muchlat, he calls up the kohen and says, "Please come right away. Take a look at me." He comes, and what does he see? He just sees the entire area is in gans in one big baharis. It's one big cesspool. One big baharis.
bringing the swan.
One big beharis. So the Kohen said, and so the guy says, you know what happened? I had the michya every day. It spread from the outside, the big one on the outside. It spread until it made a shidduch and made all the way into the inside. And the michya disappeared. That's the direction it took. So the Kohen says, I don't care what direction it took. All I can see is, until now, you had a bullseye of a beheres, and now I see that bullseye has expanded. Even though now it expanded and it's making contact with the other one, I'm not concerned with that one. I want to stay laser focused on the inner Baharis. Did the inner Baharis expand? Yes, it did. So you're Tommy Mukhlat.
But I can say that the inner Baharis did not conquer, did not overcome, did not.
Why not? In. Why not?
Hold on. It did not fill in healthy skin. It filled in the area of the Mechia. I don't know. And again, I don't remember enough to say whether or not it needs to be healthy skin, right? The Mishnayos that we had before that talked about Baharis Kigris Uba Mechia Ka Adasha, that was a Mechia that was on the inside. A Mechia that's on the outside of a Baharis.
What difference does it make? That's what it said over here in the beginning of the Mishnah. The beginning of the Mishnah spoke about, look, go back to what it says over here, where it spread. Go back to the beginning of the Mishnah. Baharis kagris u'michya kadosha makafta. V'chutz l'michya baharis and baharis. Hapnimis, so right now, according to the Tanakhama, there are two separate negoim. Two separate negoim. There's the inner nega and the outer nega. The inner nega is just a baharis. You put him lahaskir. The outer baharis, it has michya, a simon. Oh, but the michya is not your typical michya. The michya is not filling up the entire center. You need mivutzeres. You need a din of mivutzeres. So along comes the Mishnah to be mechadesh that this is mivutzeres. Another nega can make you mivutzeres. I want to say a chiddush. What I want to say is over here is that the reason why Tanakhama say you told me because the outer is because we look, all the Torah wants the simon is there should be a michya, and the michya should be mivutzeres. You could create a mivutzeres through another nega. If your michya appears on the border of another nega, and there's nothing and there's no hefsik, that shafts adin mivutzeres for the michya.
Well, because it's not the same nega that is circumferentially surrounding the michya ba'emtza. It's two different negoy.
Fine, but the michya is mivutzeres.
But it's mivutzeres by, but it's not by, but it's not mivutzeres by the same nega.
Ein achinami. Ein, who says it has to be mivutzeres? Avu shteita. Where does it say such a thing?
It says Yericha
Mesugeres and Mivutzeres. Yericha Mivutzeres and Mesugeres, no one goes in, no one goes out.
I'm just making up the pasuk. The pasuk I think is Mesugeres and Mesugeres, not Mivutzeres.
No one goes in, no one goes out. Okay, sometimes you can go out, like the train station. No, Yericha, there were no emergency exits. It was Mesugeres. You can't go in, there's a lock. Umisugeres means there was no emergency exits. We have a very easy time understanding what this means in our generation. All doors are made like that. It's like everyone today knows what a tsoyar tasa lateva, a floodlight. What's the shiloh?
Right.
So over here.
So the question is this. So you want a taina that the second mechya makes it mivutzer?
Correct. It's not one, it's two negoim. I just want to say there are zvei negoim, and a simen muvuk for a nega is a mechya in the center. And as long as you can, in Lundis, create a mivutzeres, even though it's not a practical example, even though it's not a tsurosa dinama, it doesn't have tsurosa dinama, dayenu. Sha'omar li alamai dai, shakai, anikel shakai. Enough. Dayenu, you don't have to have dot every I, cross every T. You don't have to get all the trup right, all the nekudas right, even all the letters right. You do what you can do, Dayenu. Whoever says.
Fine, let's look at the Ikum first. Let's look at the
We didn't finish it, we didn't finish yet.
Rabbi Akiva.
Okay, now we come to Rabbi Akiva Oimer Ben Kacha Ben Kach Tohira. Rabbi Akiva says it makes, what do you, let's say Rabbi Ben Kach Ben Kolsa Bifrim Ben Kolsa Bibuchutz, whether it was either direction, Tahar, but you should not find Tahar, Shekashem Shem Pasach Yitzin Lemichia Shebesoicha, Ene Pisyan Kach Kishapasach Pnimis Lemichia Shebesoicha Beheres, Hachitzin Ene Pisyan. Why not? Why not? Why isn't that called Pisyan? Because I guess when he's coming to Vatasha Nayadin, Naya Chidush, Pisyon demands its space. You know what it's like? It's like in Safras. You have to have Gevil Chutz Lois. If you write a letter and the letter goes all the way to the edge of the parchment, it's possible. Every letter must be surrounded on all four sides by blank parchment. If you go to the end or if there's a hole, let's say you have a hole, the letter is written up against, there's a hole in the parchment. And the letter, part of the letter is written up against where the hole is, it's possible. The letter has to have parchment on all four sides. Same like, I once said a whole shiur on this. Tia Shofar, when you blow Shofar, the blank, the silent moment is a chelik of the tekiya, like a shvarim. It's not just two. It's that silent moment between two, that's like hekif gevil. And that silent moment is a chelik of the bakosha to Hashem. Vayidoy ma'aron. You don't just cry out to Hashem with dibur. The dibur has to be accompanied by hekif gevil. To that moment when you stop between the two, and likewise you go do 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 do. All of those silent little things. That's a chelik. That's the hekif gevil. Of the sound of the shofar. So here's an andre nayidin. Pisyon. Baheres has to be muk of gevil. If the pisyon goes, and then it comes to a makoim of a michya, michya is not muk of gevil. Michya is like a hole in the parchment. Since the Torah gives a michya, the Torah, let's give it a right. Bank, but didn't we have this before that it is called pisyon? That if you have a michya, and the michya, we didn't have
that's
this.
Because it's michya
besoicha. So then it's not talyin besoicha. So then the kash, because then the reason why when this pisyon bebefnim, let's say a classic case. The classic case, you have a michya, and on the michya you have in the center you have a baharis, you have a michya in the center, and it spreads inside. So according to Rabbi Akiva, there's no din pisyon besoicha, not because of a lamdish din that the pisyon by definition means out. Yafutsu mayinoscha hachutza. No, it's because you need pisyon to be on regular or basar. If there's pisyon on michya, doesn't count.
It has to be on healthy skin, correct. That's what I was thinking. It has to be on healthy skin.
But that's what Rameya said. Ramei al-Khari disagrees with this, because yesterday Ramei says that the only reason why it's not called Pisyon is because there's in Pisyon l'soicha.
But it's interesting, so how come Rabbi Meir doesn't say over here, why don't they quote Rabbi Meir over here as saying, but in case of Michya Mukefes, when you have a case of Michya Mukefes, l'chor, based on the same lamdus, that Pisyon l'bifnim is good, so maybe in Echinami, maybe Rav Meir would say, in case of Mukefes, Michya Mukefes, that the person should go into Mukha. I don't know.
No, it seems he does. If Meir already made his point that you do stay, right? Meir was one who says that you do go in inside. You do go inside.
Yes.
So Lachari does. So Meir holds it in this case. Taka, there's no shayla. You definitely tame, because it's pisyon l'saycha. What's the shayla? This pisyon l'saycha. It went closer inside.
It's pisyon l'saycha of the outer one.
So you definitely Lachari according to Meir. This pisyon l'saycha. So you tame. And Rav Meir obviously doesn't care. It's not a concern that it's been pissing the soicha because pissing the soicha onto a michya. That's not. I don't care. So let it be pissing the soicha on a michya. That doesn't bother me. The only thing that bothers me is that there should not be pissing the soicha. It should not be pissing the soicha. But if not pissing the soicha, I don't care that it spreads onto michya. L'may nafkamina when it goes on the other direction. Because let's say this pisyon mibachutz, like in the case over here, where the inner one is spreading outwards. So in that case, Rav Meir would taka say tame. Rav Meir would taka say that if you have the inner one, and the inner one spreads onto the michya, that's called pisyon. Oh, but it's spreading onto michya. That's called pisyon. Oh, but it's spreading onto michya. I don't care. Along comes Rabbi Akiva and a whole new shita. Something that no one ever heard before, introduced Nayis said that there's no such thing as pisyon onto Michya. Yeah. Let's see what it says over here.
Maybe, right.
So Tosh Gashem Shaim Pasach Itzon Lemichya Shabsecha in Pisyon Kach Kishapasa Pnimis Lemichya Shabsecha Kach Kishapasa Pnimis Lemichya Shabsecha Beheris Achitzon in a Pisyon. Why? Since the pisyon apnimis is not going to rabasa, el lemichya shabesecha beheres, havi kamoi paisel l'seichai. It's like paisel l'seichai. I intend. Okay, I have to just go to the base akisi for one moment.
Weiter. So
let's look at the Mishnah. Okay, that's it. That's all he has to say. Unbelievable. It's Makatsa. Let's see the chart. The chart over here. Baharis Kigris, Usviva Michiel Kadosh, Usviva Baharis Kigris. We have Baharis Kigris, and around the Baharis is a Michiel Kadosh, Usviva Baharis, another Baharis Kigris. Din on Baharis Apnimis. The din of the Baharis Apnimis. What is the din of the Baharis? The Baharis Apnimis, Tanakamo. Tanakamo says Lahaskir. Yeah. Why? Wait. Okay. So Tanakam, what does Tanakam say? Tanakam says, Lahaski lefish ain besoicha michya. The penimis is Lahaski because you don't have sub michya. Then Baharis Achitzai, Lahaklik lefishesh besoicha michya muvitzeres. Rabbi Yoyis Lahaskil Lefishem Besaycha Mechia Lahasgir Lefisham Mechia Shebesaycha Mufsekes. The Mechia that's Shebesaycha, it's Mufsekes in Baheres Shebesaycha Mechia. Okay, so it's not basically what I call the Tzura Sedinama. It has to be the bullseye. It has to be the Pnimis. Okay, now the next chart also. The next chart. Habaheres pasa, let's say pasa, umiata, es hamichya. So the first case over here is with the baheres apnimis. Habaheres apnimis, the inner one. Yeah, the baheres apnimis. Pasa saw it spread the sech hamichya. Rabba gambli apnimis.
Meaning that this is a case of pisya mibachot.
No, mibafnim.
No,
right. The Baharis Hapanimis, Pasat spread, Lusocha Michi, the Michi, the Michia.
Right. So for the inner Baharis.
Oh, okay. It's going, right, you're right. Wait. This, the bullseye is the Baharis. No.
Correct, and that is expending outwards.
Outwards. So,
right,
it's spreading outwards. Habaharis apanimis paso l'secha michyo, which is the ring around the collar, which is right outside of it.
Ring around the collar.
Rabbi Gamliel says apanimis lehechlet, because it's spread. Biglal shepos l'chutz. Hachitzoina niteres biglal shebotla hamichyo kadosha shebesoycha. You no longer have the shear. Okay, now let's go to the Rabbi Akiva. Let's just go to Rabbi Akiva. What does he say? No. Hapnimis lahaskir. Why? Lefisha pisyon lesoich michya. Shebesoicha beheres nechshev kipisyon lesoicha. Because you need it to be or bosor. Viachitsoina niteres. And the chitsoina, nothing happened to the chitsoina. The chitsoina, bleib chitsoina. The chitsoina stayed the same.
When the Mishnah says Rabbi Akiva Amar Benkach Benkach Benkach, so he really means the inner one is Hezger.
Right, Lehezger. Even though it's spread, because the spread doesn't count. Okay, now let's see the Abaharis Achitzoina Pasal Beset. Let's say the other way. Let's say the Abaharis Achitzoina. The Abaharis Achitzoina Pas, it's spread inwards. The Abaharis Achitzoina, the outer Abaharis Pasal Besech Amichya. Ha'apanimis lahaskir k'din negash ama be'enav. Nothing's changed. Ha'chitzer niteres l'fi shabot lahamichya kadosha shabesoicha. And what about pisyoin lufnim? Pisyoin lufnim, enoi pisyoin. According to Rabbi Akiva, the Zel Bazach. Rabbi Akiva, pisyoin apanimis lahaskir k'din negash ama be'enav. Ha'chitzer niteres l'fi shabot lahamichya shabesoicha. Same exact words. Hamichya shabesoicha. Because ha'chitzer niteres l'fi shabot lah. Shabotla Hamichya Shebesaicha. Notice that on top he wrote Shabotla Hamichya Kadosha. Shabotla Hamichya Kadosha. What? Why on the top did he change language? And we on the top says Hapidimis Lahaska Kidin and Negash Shabmenev. Hachitzan Niteres Kidlifi Shabotla Hamichya Kadosha.
Shebesaicha. About a Michya that's larger than a Kadosha. That's what.
Apnimis lahaskir in this case, same thing. Kedin negashon beinav, hachitzayim niteres lefi shebotla hamichya shebesaycha. He left that one word here. He left the word kadosh, shebotla hamichya shebesaycha, upisir lefnim eina pisyayim. According to Rabbi Akiva, apnimis lahaskir in hachitzayim niteres lefi shebotla hamichya, you don't have a michya anymore. You don't have a shir michya. For some reason, he didn't say the word kadosha.
Because the next Mishnah talks about a Michya that's larger than a Nadasha.
Yeah, but it's the same, on the line above Rabbi Gamliel, the same exact halacha, the same exact thing.
No, that's Rabbi Gamliel, because there's going to be a difference. Because according to Rabbi Akiva, even if, I don't know, I mean, we'll see how the Mishnah is going to tie it for us next.
All right, let's chaz this Mishnah. Mishnah, let's chaz the Mishnah inside one time. Baharis Kagris, Baharis Kagris, Umichya Kadasha, Makafta. V'chutz la'michya is baheres. So according to the Mishnah, we have two nigoim, two separate nigoim. Ha'pnimis lahasgir, v'achitzoyna lahachlit, because the pnimis is just a baheres, and on the outside you have, inside of you, you have amichya, memela, and it's mivutzeres. Why is it mivutzeres? Because it has on the bullseye is baheres. Rabbi Yossi says, not so fast. Ein hamichya simin to malachitzayna. Why? Shehabaheres to soicha. Because inside of the michya there's a baheres. Does nish the tsurosa dinamo. Weiter. Mismoata of holchala. Let's say it got smaller. So what got smaller? Rabbi Wheel and Mare, so it depends. There are two ways. It can get smaller than Michi. It can get smaller either because the inside spreads outwards or the outside spreads inwards. So let's say, Nismuata v'olchala, Rav Gamliel oimer, im b'fnim hi kala, the reason why it got smaller was because the inner one spread, it's because of the pnimis it went away, then simen pishin la pnimis. So this is given the panim. This is going to be a din over here of pisyon. And pisyon does not have to be only on or basar. Pisyon can be on a michya. But achitzoina, But the outer one is tahira. Why? Because the outer one no longer has an adosha of a michya. Vim vachutz, if the reason why the michya diminished is because the outer one spread inside. Vim vachutz, the achitzayna is tahira, because it no longer has a simen tumah, the simen tumah of the michya. And pisyon is not an issue because it's pisyon mibifnim. The apanimis lahaskir, nothing has changed. Business as usual. Rabbi Akiva Imer, he says, ben kach tahira. He says, it makes no difference. It makes no difference which way it spreads. If it spreads inwards, outwards, in every single situation, the halach is going to be that it's going to be tahira, because pisyon is a nayadin. A nayadin, a new deal we never heard before. This is a chiddush. Shechiyon v'kimon v'gwen alazman azet v'mchanish a nayadin in the din of pisyon. Pisyon l'fei Rabbi Akiva has to only be on or basar. Nisht the michya. There's nisht the pisyon. A pisyon has to be fresh, like they say, a fresh bagel. Has to be on bas that was not contaminated yet. Not on a simen tumah. All right, that's the Mishnah Hay. The Vav Hay, Hashem's name. Yud Kei Vav Kei. Does given an Isha. No, it does given Yud Kei Vav Kei. Ki b'kod Tzor Lam Hashem Ka, and then there's Vav Kei. This is Milchama L'Hashem HaMalek. Today we learned the sugya of Milchama L'Hashem HaMalek. Ki Yod Al Keis Ka. We learned, because today is Mishnah, Perek Vav Mishnah Hay, Vav Hay. Those are the letters that are missing from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. You know, it's very spooky. You know what's so spooky? Why I'm saying this now? Perek Vav Mishnei, and these are the letters that are missing. Hashem's name is Chos, it's only Yud Kei. Because the person who came to the shir that Zoom bombed our shir, his var that he told me at least 100 times is on that pasuk. Ki mocham al Hashem amolek midar dar, on the missing, on the Vav and the Hey. Isn't that spooky? It's really spooky. He told me this incredible vart. Did I tell you the vart? Not for now. It's on Mamish, on that. Ki yod, ki milchama l'Hashem ba'molek. Ki yod, it's Mamish spooky. Ki yod al keis ka. On that, on those words.
You don't mean the vart was Rav Yonis and David and Rav Yitzchak.
No, not that vart. Not that vart. He told me, I must tell it to you. He told me a really...
It has to do with the malachim. You mean the fact
the
malachim with the knafayim?
No. This is a mamish language. The var is basically kiyodal case. Case in Semitic languages means a mate. It means a mate. Kiyodal case ka. He says it seven times in Chumash. Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, take the mate, take the mate, and do this. Take the mate. Take the mate. There's only one place in Tanakh, in Chumash, where Moshe took the mat on his own without asking Hashem. And that's by Milchemes HaMolek. Vayikach Moshe Samate, and he told you should go to battle, and he lifted the mat. He says that he took the mat himself, and they lost the battle. Only Kiyorim Yodoy Vigavar Yishol. So he learned Shad is, Moshe made a mistake. The mat is nothing unless Hashem tells you to take the mat. And Moshe confessed his, and that's why he even shem mizbeach, he built there a mizbeach to mechaper for the chait of taking the matah. Kiyod al keis, kiyod Moshe, he touched the pshat, kiyod Moshe, I mean yod, he put his hand al keis, on the matah of Hashem, kiyod al keis ka, at the time of Milchemes HaMolek, and therefore, he failed. The Muhammad was a failure. They lost the battle. And that's why we have to finish off the battle for all generations. Muhammad Hashem Bamalik Midardar. We have to fight the battle for all generations because Moshe, just like what happened with Agag, with Shmuel, with Shaul, because you did not kill Agag, now we're going to have Tzaris forever. Purim. Who's the one that started the process? Moshe. They would have wiped out every last person on Malik. But Moshe made a mistake. He took the matah without Hashem telling him to take the matah. And therefore, that's why they began the Gavra Amalek. So therefore, he needs to do teshuva. Ki yod, he put his hand al case. Case means a mate of Hashem. Unauthorized. And therefore, that's why they lost the battle. They lost the battle now. We're going to have to fight the battle for all generations. Mulcham al Hashem ha-molek midor dor. Vayivin shal Moshe mizbeach. Vayikra Hashem. Hashem nisi. I made a mistake. I'm choyte. I made a mistake.
Interesting.
He told me this vart. He's proved to me the word case means chof samach. The problem with the vart is that Chazal don't say that. Chazal say case means kisei.
Right.
So, but he says in Semitic languages, case means a mate.
The Maggid came to Rabbi Yosef Cairo, and he said, "Kates kavasar balafana." Right, the end of all flesh is coming. So he teaches it, "Kates kavasar as now."
Yeah.
He says, "Kates kavasar the son." He says, Kates kabasar balafanai, the satan is coming before me. And he's saying, okay, what does it say? Kates kabasar balafanai, kihini something chamas pneihem, because they're all doing chamas, vihini mashchisam, and therefore I have to destroy them. Because the satan is coming to me with a taina that people are engaged in chamas. And therefore, I have to destroy them. Not case kobasar, that I'm announcing the end of the, you know.
Gevah, who says it? Who says this?
It's brought down in Rabbi Yosef Cairo's book that the Maggid told.
Gevaldik.
The case kobasar.
That's the name of the Satan, the Satan incarnate. That's what he said about Biden says. Even if I'm the Satan incarnate, I don't care. That's what he said about himself.